It was July 21st, 1861. The battle training of North and South had now just begun. The South was headed north and the North was headed south, not knowing that they both were taking the same route. They both ran into each other and started a duel. They were fighting for the states that wanted to rule. General McDowell's Federal Army versus the Confederates of General Beauregard led their angry troops across the empty battle yard. The air full of bullets, gunpowder, and grenades, while it was hard to tell a difference between both brigades. The Confederates were losing, they thought they wouldn't win. The Federates were fighting good while the rebels were lacking men. General Beauregard wanted the rebels to retreat. That's what he thought they ought to do. General Jackson said, "No, we can't be beat. That is not what we were taught and fought to do." General Jackson continued commanding, who is now known as Stonewall, for his ability to hold his troops without stumble or fall. The Union fought back, good and hard, even though their training was ill. Yet Stonewall Jackson was the best. His troops were fighting still. General Jackson taught the best. His division was the strongest group. They held out until 9,000 reinforcements came to help Jackson's group. After this short, unexpected battle had lasted about 5 hours, the Federal Army realized they were no match for their great power. At this time, the Federal Army was very sad and ashamed. They knew their hope was gone when the mad rebels came. General McDowell commanded a retreat to get off the battlefield. They quickly ran back to the other side of the Henry House Hill. The rebels were done. They dropped their guns, for they had finally won. The Confederates beat the Federal Army in the Battle of Bull Run. This was the Battle of Bull Run, written by my son, who I'm very proud of, Christopher Robinson.